Well, hello. This is Diane Urbani de la Paz with What's Out There? Ways to connect with arts and culture while staying close to home for the week going forward from October 30th, 2020. Well, trick or treating, as you have realized, may not be what is happening this Halloween. But with a full moon above us, evening scavenger hunts could be the thing. The Port Townsend Public Library has suggestions, such as go on a walk and see how many pumpkins you can find on porches or in yards. Find a spider making a spider web. Find things near you that are orange. That shouldn't be hard. Try scavenging for a costume in your home for just 15 minutes, say. Look for things that you can make into a getup. And if I may add my own possibilities, take a walk and see how many dogs you encounter, in what kinds and colors. Venture out and see how many red things you can find in the environment. And this week, I visited yet another spot on the local takeout dining landscape, Pho-filling Fresh Asian Kitchen, not far from Poor House and Pana de More on Washington Street in Port Townsend, has a multifaceted menu. It was not easy to choose, but I did select the vegetarian spring rolls with peanut sauce and the veggie stir-fry plate, while my carnivorous companion went for the basil fried rice with pork. The spring rolls come stuffed with the classic noodles that go on forever, or for at least 6 feet or so, and some lovely long-stemmed cilantro, which gives it a fresh flavor. The stir-fry further improved my relationship with tofu. A slice of flavorful carrot or a little broccoli tree paired with that tofu makes the whole dish an interesting blend of textures. As for the fried rice, we chose just the half order, and it provided two full meals of delicately seasoned goodness. So Pho-filling, that's P-H-O filling, is open every day except Sunday from 11:30 to 3 and from 5 until 8 in the evening. With longer nights coming, I look forward to more hours for reading books. And the big library read is there for us. It's billed as the world's most inclusive book club, and it has a new title for us to check out. It's Reverie, the novel by Ryan LaSala. The story, it says, is about what happens when the secret worlds people hide come to light. Much more about this novel and links to the ebook and discussions of it can be found at biglibraryread.com. If you're seeking other good reads and some connections to discussion groups, you might visit the websites of the Port Townsend Public Library, the Jefferson County Library, or the North Olympic Library System, which is at nols.org. And that is the story for now. This is What's Out There. I urge you to take a look at the full moon this weekend and take care of yourselves. I'm Diane Urbani de la Paz, here for you on KPTZ. Thanks for listening.